Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Marlies Carlin, who is the author of The Simplicity of Stillness Method, 3 Steps to Rewire Your Brain and Access Your Highest Potential. We are inundated these days with many great methods to help us in our ascension journey, and this is a great technology. There are many different scientific bases to this technology that we'll get into, and I want to welcome you, Marlies. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to be here with everyone and with you.
So the Simplicity of Stillness Method is a technology that you developed. Would you like to tell the listening audience a little bit about your story and how you came to uncover this technology?
Absolutely. Well, I understood trauma and stress from a very early age, because I grew up with an alcoholic and very abusive father. And so the emotional impact of that caused physical illnesses in my life. And I ended up in the hospital again and again. And it helped me to realize the mind and body and how much they work together. And at 16, I ran away from home because I just had to find a way to heal myself and to find a better life for myself. And in that process, I got involved in drugs and alcohol myself as part of the way to kind of soothe that screaming mind and the agitation in the body. Mm-hmm. And then I soon realized that that wasn't going to help me in the long run. And I found meditation, and I found meditation masters. And I began to study meditation and then the Eastern healing arts as well. And I reached a place in my life where I began healing from the physical challenges that had showed up in my life from my past. And then I fell so in love with what had begun to happen to me that I made it my life's research and purpose, because I wanted to be able to offer that experience to others. And so I just began to reinvent a lot of the meditations that people have today that seemed so boring and right. difficult to access that place of healing. and I was able to invent it and develop it in such a way that people now experience that calm and relaxation happening within minutes that really begins to activate the healing potential that is a natural healing potential we all have.
So In the book, you talk about 3 simple steps that the SOS method involves. Would you like to go through those?
Sure. Well, the steps are select, listen, and enjoy. And in that way, what you're doing is you're selecting one of the tools, or you're focusing in on exactly what's happening in your life that you need help with. And then there's usually a series of questions that you're being asked. And as you get focused on that, you're being guided to better answers. And so you listen to one of the meditations, and there's a variety of meditations to do. So that makes it very different for adding to any part of your life, whether it's to sleep or to take a walk or whatever you like. But when you're accessing that potential and that energy in meditation, suddenly the answers come to you. And you can see what to do. And then, of course, to bring them into life, you want to act on and engage in the actions that will bring about the solution that you're wanting.
It's really a method to get in a state of consciousness where you can get information from higher levels, which is so important. I mean, half the things we get upset about, we just don't even understand all the components of.
Right. Well, we all have tremendous potential, but the thing is, because of what we're discovering today through the landmark research with epigenetics, is that we have a lot of stress blockage and a genetic inheritance that's holding us back from accessing that incredible potential. And when we access it, it's like a whole world opens.
So one of the first steps is imprinting new neural pathways. You want to talk about how that happens?
Well, you know, in the thoughts that we think every day, we are printing the brain begins printing neural pathways. And a lot of this is really good, obviously, because we need to know when to be frightened. We need to know what to do in certain situations. And so we need to know how to get up and walk every morning and not have to relearn that again, you know? So it's very good that our body is imprinting patterns. But often what happens is we're printing in patterns of, oh, look what happened in that situation. I better never do that again.
Right.
Oh, what happened over here?
And
And so then when situations happen that aren't the same, but those patterns get triggered, suddenly we're reactive instead of being able to respond. And as you begin doing the SOS method, you're literally reprinting those pathways with better information because you're accessing this the joyful experiences, the setting up new happiness set points so that you're developing new patterns and you don't go into reaction. You actually can take that moment and respond in a much better way. And you'll find that after a while, some of those old triggers actually begin dissipating and just completely disappearing.
So the body, and it's interesting, it's not just current events and past events in our life, but there's even evidence that generational energy patterns get transferred along genetically. So our body has a cellular memory, and sometimes it's cellular memory of things that occurred in past lives or even our ancestors' lives, which is very, it's almost mind-blowing to think that that really does happen, but there's a lot of evidence that it does.
Well, even traditional medicine today is discovering that genetically, something that we had never understood before. And there was a scientific study done years ago with rats, which of course is the main mode of study most things initially. And what the doctor studied is that the mother's the biochemicals in a pregnant mother. And she had all those chemicals that show high anxiety, a lot of stress. And as he tracked what happened with the offspring, the first generation of offspring were born with that same chemical activity. So they didn't have experiences in life that would cause that. They were born with it.
Right.
Then he tracked it to the next generation and the next, and he went through four generations.
Wow.
And he stopped, so we don't know how much farther it goes. Now, since that time, they've been doing a lot more studies with people and discovering how it happens any time there's been stress or trauma that could have been from war, violence of any kind, your environment, you know, such as famine. And you get affected mentally and emotionally, that sits in the cells of the body. And not in every person, but that can pass to the next generation. It's called the epigenome. But that's why you could have a brother and a sister where one of them, it turned on. It's like a switch. It turns on, off, or it can be dimmed. But you could have a brother have it triggered and the sister doesn't. So they respond differently to the exact same situation because even though it was passed down, and by the way, it's not only passed down from a mother, it's also passed down through the father as well. But the good news is, I mean, so in some sense, this gives people a sense of relief. Oh, I'm not crazy. I don't know why I've been acting this way for years and how come it's so hard for me to get rid of some of these habits. It's actually because you walked in the door with it. You were born with these genetic tendencies. But you can have them be changed. You can switch them. Whereas if it's a DNA, what's passed down to you from your DNA, before that's impossible to change. If you have blue eyes, you have blue eyes. That's it. You're done. But now what they're finding with the epigenome is there are ways to begin switching that. And in fact, it's turning into a billion-dollar industry in traditional medicine because they do believe that the more they understand this, they will find more and more ways to begin shifting different things through medicine. But as what I discovered is you can already begin shifting it through that natural healing potential within when you access these states of meditation that allow that to happen.
And, you know, eye color can also change. There's well-documented cases. I looked in the mirror the other day, and my eyes were totally different color than they were before.
Well, so there you go.
Energetic shifts are occurring right now with the ascension that are shifting eye color. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not conscious. It's just, it's happening. I mean, it happened to me. So who knows what's going on? We have a lot of very interesting energetic shifts right now that I don't think even science or even spiritually based people are really understanding exactly what's going on right now, but certainly major shifts are occurring.
Well, and I think the more that we can bring it into our everyday world so mm-hmm. that everybody understands, no matter what your belief systems are, if you mm-hmm. take it into the most base level of how is your life working out every day?
Right.
And can you do something that helps that?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what your beliefs are, whether you are religious or believe in other worlds or whatever you believe, we
right.
still have to deal in the day-to-day of survival and enjoying our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's things that we can do that takes minutes a day, that begins to shift how we respond to life, how mm-hmm. we perceive it, how we feel, that helps
yeah.
us sleep better, then that's what we want to do, is look into what those are and add them as practices in our everyday life.
And it's the third thing, the activation of advanced energy of higher consciousness, that I think is so important. Two things come to mind that have made a big difference in my life. One is the ability to ask questions and get answers. So when things don't go as planned, it's often really a smart thing to ask why things went the way they did. And often the answers are showing you that you're being totally protected. You know, a lot of times, you know, you get stuck in traffic somewhere, but when you ask why, it's because, well, if you hadn't gotten stuck in traffic, something bad might have happened up the road. You see, and
yeah.
things are, I mean, these interferences occur all the time to protect us, and we can either get real unhappy that we're stuck in traffic, or we can get real unhappy that the day didn't go as we thought it should go, or we can actually ask what happened. I mean, why did this happen? And the answers are really, really almost always that the higher levels of, you know, above you, your higher self and your guardian angels and your guides are protecting you. So, you know, that made a big difference in my life, being able to take things that were unexpected or, you know, aggravating or, you know, normally would be viewed as a negative situation and find out that, no, they actually were protecting you. And then the other thing is that you can get into dialogue with the energies and the protective spirits and your higher self and guardian angels and archangels or whoever you want to get in contact with, and you can ask for help, and then that help comes forward. You know, something that you never thought to ask for help, and then all of a sudden you're getting help in all different ways, and life is a lot easier.
Life can be easier.
Life can be
it's
easier.
It's all about how we perceive it, you know?
It really is. Perception is very important.
The more we begin to shift those reactive patterns that
right.
are worried, that are concerned about everything. So that
or
the
one where they shift into victim mentality. You know, those are the people that really are at risk for cancer. When everything is viewed as them being a victim, it's very dangerous for cancer.
Well, I've done work with people who have ALS.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing that echo?
No, I think that's on your end.
Okay, good. As long as it's not being recorded, because it's difficult to hear. But what I've found is that there's a place where we can drop into this extraordinary calm and insight
mm-hmm.
that guides us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see things shifting and changing even in the moment. But see, I think everybody, not even like automatic victim, but everybody has places where we get triggered.
Triggered. It's like pushing your
buttons. No matter how aware.
And especially if you're married, your spouse knows how to push your buttons.
everybody has it, but that's part of that genetic inheritance.
It is.
And so when you can see and understand that, then it helps to simplify when you see it again and you're going and you can be conscious and say, oh, look, something inside me is getting triggered. So I have a choice right now. I can sit in this car and get angry, or I can turn on a meditation that makes me feel so happy within seconds, I'm going to be feeling ecstatic.
Right.
And I can trust that my life is always being guided. And I'm in the driver's seat. And how I'm in the driver's seat is by the choices I make all day long. So I can choose to be upset, or I can choose to make, better decisions that will make me feel good now and help me in the future. Because as we know, chronic stress builds and builds and builds to where it does turn into illness. You know, I had a young woman come who was studying for her master's, and what she related to us is that she had gotten so stressed with all the work that she had to do at school and at home and in all the ways that she got sick, and the doctor said, we hope you go and find some meditation because you are really stressed and you're getting sicker and sicker. So she went online and she began looking and trying out a lot of different meditation techniques, and she said they just weren't working. You know, she couldn't do the silent thing, and her mind was just racing. And then when she found SOS Method, she said when she began her first lesson that it just suddenly, she felt this like wave of calm come over her. And she said it was so fascinating because she felt it like a tingling sensation throughout her entire body. And then afterwards, she said she felt such a shift that by the time she went downstairs to dinner that night, her mother looked at her and said, what have you been doing? Because she looked different.
Right.
And her brother began teasing her in the way he always did, but it didn't bother her. She was able to just observe it and smile. And so it showed that with even in less than 24 hours, you can shift your state just by listening to a 5-minute recording that begins to give you an entirely different perception, which is so beautiful, like something like that can happen. And we have those online and for free to give people, so you can just instantly go there and already begin and experience how rapidly you can shift in the calm no matter what is happening in your life.
Can you give that contact information then?
Yeah, it's thesosmethod.com. So thesosmethod.com. And on the homepage, you'll see a place where you can sign up. And you sign up and you'll instantly get a free series that you'll have meditations attached to it. So it describes it, it explains the science, it explains different tools, and instantly you'll be having that experience for yourself.
Yeah, I think especially now, it seems like people are either spiraling up or spiraling down in terms of their energetic frequency level. And if you feel yourself spiraling down, if things are just provoking anxiety, depression, thoughts that are negative, you really do need to do something right now to change the direction of that energy flow. And this would be a great way to do it. It really would.
It is. And, what also has been developed are tools that help you. Like one of the tools is called Stop, Drop, and Roll. And we've heard that before, right, when it comes to fire. But this is about the fire inside us. When we feel like raging or we're feeling like super fear coming over us. So what happens is you remember, stop right in that moment, whatever you're doing, drop it so that you can roll with a new resolution later. And there's several, there are four different points of dropping it. And so as you follow the different points, you can choose, you know, to get physical, to get vocal. You know, they're all different things to do. And each one helps you because when you're having those experiences, they're not just in your mind. Your body is experiencing it. And so you have to release it from the body. Because you could sit there all day and say, okay, I'm fine, okay, I'm happy, okay. It's not going to affect you at all. And actually, usually when you have that kind of energy, you know, that anger energy, that rage energy, that total fear energy, you can't even think about going into a meditation in the moment because everything inside you is raging. So you need to do something physical initially just to move it out of the body, whether it's to, you know, take a brisk walk or, you know, get in a bathtub so you begin to neutralize it or you vocalize it and you just shout it out, not in front of anybody, by yourself, all of a sudden it'll just start releasing. And then you do the meditation and, oh, my gosh, you're like every part of you goes, oh, I forgot. There's another, there's a better answer. And that's what we need is those different tools, you know, including the meditation technology that can assist us to really get into a resourceful state.
So probably just about every chronic illness, including the life-threatening ones, could be helped with this method, it would seem.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We've had people come with all kinds of different challenges, you know, physical and mental health challenges. And look, meditation alone has so much research behind it of the changes it can offer you. It's tremendous, you know, from heart health to your immune system to on and on and on and on. And as you know, to connecting to that higher healing potential. But if it drives you crazy because every time you try it, your mind is running 100 miles an hour, or you don't even think about it because you find it boring, then you're not going to be able to access it. And so what SOS meditation and what the SOS method does that's so uniquely different and so beautiful is it, the meditations were developed with music and with words. And so the mind, the minute it hears the music, already says, oh, that's something that's familiar. It's not familiar with our mind to sit and try not to think. That is not familiar. So when you hear something familiar and you start to relax, it allows that energy potential within you that is activated by that dynamic, by that calm dynamic, to open up and to begin to drop you into that still, sweet space. And that's what's really beautiful because it just gives us another way to access the true potential that we all have.
So when you do this practice on a regular basis, people report that they become much more intuitive. And you want to comment on that, that they can actually, you know, get information that is not just about their illness or about their emotional issues or whatever, you know, problem they're dealing with, but that they can actually help others.
Yes. Well, you know, and tapping into your intuitive nature helps you in a million ways. And it's not just that gut feeling, because we all get that gut feeling. This is like dropping into a place or getting messages from that knowing, where you have that knowing inside. And I'll tell you the story of this woman, Lori. And she was in a course that also was dealing with that intuitive side and about opening up all the different senses, you know, the sound and the sight and all the senses to be tapped in. And during this time, she went to a restaurant with her husband. And as she was looking around, she saw a woman sitting, you know, across the room. And she goes, I'm supposed to talk to her. I don't know why, but I know I'm supposed to talk to her. And she went over and spoke to her, and the woman says, oh, I have my friend so-and-so has been trying to get me in touch with you for a long time. Let's get together and have lunch. And they did. Within a week, They created a whole new friendship. She began working for her company. It's 3 years later today. She's making three times as much money as she was where she was working before. Mm-hmm. And her life has taken a whole new track. Now, what if she hadn't listened to that knowing and walked
right.
over and said
yeah.
hello? So often we all have this and we have it happen, but we haven't gained enough strength or insight to recognize to take action on those insights when they appear.
Mm-hmm.
So if we haven't reached that level of mindful awareness, we won't take the action that brings about those results.
Right.
So it's great to have that mindful awareness continually mm-hmm. expanding simply by doing these meditations daily and by adding in the tools and doing the different series at different times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what other information do you have to share about the method here?
Well, let's say what
you have the three breath awareness. I guess we could
uh-huh.
do that one. Yeah.
Sure. Well, the three breath awareness is like an anchoring tool
mm-hmm.
once you've experienced the SOS meditations. So once you experience the SOS meditations, it becomes like you resonate with it to such an extent you literally can hear the music playing in your head. So imagine that you're someplace, you're not near your cell phone where you've downloaded the meditations, you're not near anything, but something
mm-hmm.
begins to happen. You get triggered and you're angry, you're upset, and you're not about to make a good decision. So what should you do? You begin to do the three breath awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You begin breathing deep, connecting to that place, and you can do this with your eyes open or closed once you've been doing the SOS meditations, because suddenly it's like you're anchoring in that place of calm again
mm-hmm.
that now you're so used to accessing. Within minutes or less than a minute, you begin feeling that calm and that access to inspiration coming over you. So
mm-hmm.
you're able to respond completely differently to the situation. And, I mean, even children have used it in that way. This little girl, Katie, told us that she would even use it in school when they were having tests, because she used to get so upset about tests, which so many
mm-hmm.
people do, you know, and not
yeah.
only children, adults do too. Nobody likes being tested out of the blue. And so to calm herself down, she would begin doing the three breath awareness. And she even said, I can hear the music in my head. I can hear it. And
mm-hmm.
suddenly I can see, you know, what's on the page. Everything becomes clear. And she goes, and I just have happy thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's able to do well on her test. So that's always a big help, you know, being able to access that place inside yourself. And you can do that. And in the book, the Simplicity of Stillness Method, it also teaches you about the three breath awareness and how you can do that. And it gives you a variety of tools that you can do as well. And the Simplicity of Stillness Method is on Amazon, so you can get that online at any time.
Now, after that is release and let go, eliminating blocks and embracing new habits and beliefs.
Right. And when, you know, what's happened is many people are focusing, you know, these days and for quite some time only on meditation. And either they love
mm.
it or they can't stand it.
Right.
There's usually hardly anybody in between, except for the fact that millions of people today are realizing it could be really good for me. So they're
mm.
out there looking. But for those who've meditated a long time, people really love finding this process because you're able to access that space of deep meditation so much more rapidly. You don't need the 20 minutes anymore. You literally can do it in 5 minutes. Now, we still suggest going and doing the 11 minute because you're going to immerse yourself into that, you know, that beautiful state of mind for a longer time, and it'll have a greater and greater effect. But what happens is, sometimes you're meditating, and now these difficult things start to happen. And wait a minute, I'm meditating. How come these things are happening? I thought I'm doing
mm-hmm.
what I'm supposed to do. Guess what? stuff happens, and it doesn't stop. Now, as we become more and more mindful and aware, of course, we're able to respond differently. But these tools, what I found is we need the tools. They really are essential to meditation because they really help us when the difficult times happen, and not even difficult times. It's even for times we want to create something special because there's tools for every kind of thing you can imagine. But in release and let go, it helps us to find exactly what is it that's holding us back? What are we repeatedly doing over and over? And then the tool is set up in such a way with that three simple step process that each time you do it, you're having a total focus on what it is you want to let go of. You're meditating with the SOS meditation, so you're allowing that fuel and that energy to begin releasing the stress that's sitting in the cells of the body, the memory that's sitting in the cells of the body. And over time, as you're taking action, you're seeing things shift and change. You're being able, you're so aware now, you're so conscious of it that things begin just leaving you. And we always think that it's impossible to change lifelong habits. But we've seen this for years. We've seen people change lifelong habits literally in a week. You know, and you're like, wow. Now, of course, some of them are going to hang in there longer. But it's great knowing that there are ways to have this change happen in your life.
So what are some examples of the blocks that can be released? What are some of the things that, I mean, anger is obvious, but what are some of the other ones that when you recognize that you have it, that that's something that you want to be able to release and develop a new habit?
It could have to do with depression. You know, sometimes we get depressed more and more. Well, what is it? How do we get to the bottom of it? What is it that's really going on? So as we begin looking at it, we begin to find, you know, the different areas of what could be holding us back begin to become uncovered. And once we can see them, we don't have to moan and groan about it. We just have to put a little light on it, which is what you do through the tools and the meditations, and it begins to transform. You know, this has worked for people from every walk of life you can think of, including people who've had severe trauma in their lives, like people in Rwanda, because the people in Rwanda who, you know, have gone through, been so deeply traumatized when we went there and began doing a program with them. And the first day we went and with a group of people, and they were people who had been the oppressors and the victims of the genocide. And they're having to live together. And I would say, you know, out of having lost their homes and lost their loved ones, then, gee, I choose to do this, right? But what happened is they began doing the practices and doing the meditations and listening to the information. People began really shifting and changing, even in the hour of the lesson, and talking about, I'm feeling peace and I'm feeling different things and like this. Well, the next day when we returned, there was a different group of people who had that they had asked to come to do the program. But suddenly sitting in the front row were people from the day before. And you can go online and see images of them, and it's shocking to see the difference in their faces. And I went and I said, and there were three people specifically sitting side by side on a little chair in the very front, you know, a student's chair. And I said, you look so different. Would you mind sharing what happened? And the man said, I participated in the genocide, and I went to prison, but my greatest fear is that I would never be forgiven. And yesterday, I felt so much peace that I slept through the night for the very first time.
Wow.
And the woman sitting next to him said, I watched my family, several members of my family, be murdered in front of me. And I was hurt myself. I have a big gash in my head. But in the meditation yesterday, I don't know where I was, but it felt like heaven. Mm-hmm. And now I have hope for myself and right. for my children.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that you'll see when you look at the pictures is that these people are sitting side by side.
Mm-hmm.
So they've shifted out of the day before. They were not sitting anywhere near each other.
Right.
They were all seated in a big circle, but believe me, the perpetrators, mm-hmm. the offenders, were seated at a distance from
right.
the victims of the genocide.
Yeah.
And here
yeah.
they were sitting side by side, and they're laughing
mm-hmm.
and talking. So they were able to hear the challenges that both of them had experienced, but because they were now in a new experience of joy
mm-hmm.
and of hope, they were able to relate to each other.
Yeah, that's pretty
amazing.
It really
it's
is.
Pretty amazing. And that's about the most dire you can think of. So, of course,
mm-hmm.
those of us who haven't had that kind of experience,
mm-hmm.
but we still have the challenges of every day. We still
right.
deal with bills that show up that drive us crazy, or people
mm-hmm.
who are just like, what are they thinking? And, you know, and stuff like that. And
yeah.
so if we can find ways by listening to programs, you know, because the programs are now done in like 5 minutes a day, and then you have
mm-hmm.
a choice between a 5 or 11 minute meditation. So in
mm-hmm.
under 15 minutes a day, you can begin shifting some of these patterns and feel that calm and feel enthused about life again. That's pretty great.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that is an extreme example. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So if people have like recurrent jealousy or fear that comes out of nowhere, you know, and just sort of consumes them, impatience, frustration, anxiety. Anxiety is really big these days. And people just have free-floating anxiety that's just crippling.
Yeah.
So any of that can be shifted.
Yes. Now, depending on the cellular makeup, you know, it's going to take different amounts of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, some people begin seeing results so rapidly. And other people, it will be over time as they continue doing the programs. But
mm-hmm.
I will say what I found and what many people find is, so you'll see results really rapidly in one area and another area will hang on longer.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, darn it. That's
mm-hmm.
the one I wanted to go fast. And
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, there are people who are chronically depressed, you know, and that means the cellular makeup in their body has begun to shift. And it could have shifted so much that it could be quite difficult to begin shifting back to that,
mm-hmm.
to those happiness set points that we all have.
Right.
But with time and continuing to do the meditations, and there's so many different ones, there are meditations we call Elevate. And I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, when you do them, you can do them with your eyes wide open, and you can literally feel that tingling throughout your whole body. And you feel so good. You know, you're like, wow, that's a meditation?
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know? So it's really nice because we can really get outside of that box of thinking you got to lay down or you got to sit down, you got to be quiet, you can't think, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to
right.
follow any of that anymore. Just plug in. You know,
mm-hmm.
and feel what begins to happen to you. It's very experience driven. So I don't ask
mm-hmm.
anybody to believe anything we say. Experience it. Find
right.
out for yourself.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to know. And that's how the shifts and the benefits begin occurring anyway.
Yeah, it is very important. I mean, so much of religion is just boxed in by belief systems. And if you don't believe the way that I believe, then you're a bad person and, you know, all these judgments and everything. And you really have to just, like you said, experience the states of consciousness that you can get. And then it's not what you believe, it's what you experience. And then as you
yeah,
shift
yeah.
out of the negative states, you see what's possible.
Yeah, and then your beliefs start changing.
Yeah, exactly.
They start changing
exactly.
because
yeah.
like you're seeing it. It's happening
yeah.
in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. So that's what I tell people, like when they're like, what? Really? And I go, experience it. Find out for
right.
yourself. There was a man that we went to visit who is
mm-hmm.
a director of a nonprofit for HIV and a lot of different illnesses. In Arizona, and a very large nonprofit. And we were speaking to him about this, and I could see on his face, I mean, he was the kind of person who sat there the whole time you talked, tapping his hand on the desk. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Right. And I said, so my guess is you have major difficulties meditating because you're really an A-type personality. Would you say that's true? And he goes, oh, absolutely. And he said, I understand it's good for me, but I can't do it. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, would you be willing to try 5 minutes? And he goes, oh, yeah. I said, okay, let's do it. And we didn't change anything. We're sitting in an office at his desk. The lights are on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the only thing I'll ask is that you close your eyes, you know, so that you have more of an opportunity to be within yourself instead of looking on the outside. And just listen. And listen to how you feel when you're hearing the music. And if thoughts come in, just let them drift by. Don't get attached to them. And just go back to how you feel and keep breathing deep. And so we did one of the 5-minute classic calm and deep peace meditations.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, it took him a long time to open his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did, I said, and he said, you know, my mind did think, but what it thought is, I hope this never ends.
Right.
So even for those of us whose mind goes a kajillion miles an hour, there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
there's another way to do this.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, would you like to give your contact information again and maybe talk a little bit about what they can find on your website?
Sure. It's thesosmethod.com. Thesosmethod.com. And when you go there, there's a sign up, and you'll get a free gift. And then all of our lessons now are in audio. So that way you'll be able to listen to them. You can see them streaming online. And then as you do them, like I said, you don't want to pile everything in. You want to do just a few minutes a day. And then the experiences will drive throughout your whole life. And then merging in your life, that's where you begin to see everything shifting and changing. And the meditations will help you. I mean, many people tell us they do more than one meditation a day because there's 5 minutes, there's 11 minutes, there's a whole variety. There's taking a walk meditations, there's classic calm and deep peace. There's, like I said, elevate. There's another one called affirming word. So some people love those in the morning because you're repeating words that are really good to repeat and to bring into your body and spirit, which is different than sometimes just, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. It's not like that, right? Because if your whole being is, I'm so pissed off and look what happened and blah, 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 then repeating words like that don't help you at all. But when you begin feeling that state of calm coming over you, and that peace coming over you, and you're repeating words of blessing or gratitude or love or kindness, now it's resonating throughout the cells of your body, and you literally feel this tingling sensation as those messages are moving through the neural networks and then down through the meridian streams of your entire body. And that's what begins to shift and change everything. So it's something you can play for everybody in your home. Recently, when we were in London, a woman came to us and said, all the kids in our family listen to SOS. And we have a system that pumps it through the whole house. And so even though we could all be in our own rooms, we're all listening.
Interesting.
So it's something you can do not only by yourself, anywhere and anytime. You can share it with your family. So that's a really good thing. And if you'd like to read the Simplicity of Stillness Method book, you also get some free meditations with that. And you can find that on Amazon. And it's the Simplicity of Stillness Method.
Right. Well, I guess we're coming up to the end of the program. Is there any other words of wisdom you would like to offer the audience?
Yeah, I'd just love to say that in all the travels where I have been around the world, people who've had the biggest challenges and difficulties mm-hmm. and didn't think it could shift have seen tremendous changes in their lives. So if that's you, what I want you to know is you are tremendously blessed, mm-hmm. even if you're not feeling it in this moment. And as you begin connecting to that place of power, so simply, you're going to experience it for yourself. And life does begin to change. So I just invite you with all my heart to join us on this journey, because there's a lot of us who have felt that way. And if you're somebody who already feels completely blessed, but just wants to feel more energy and vitality in the day, then 5 minutes will do it to you.
Right. So
I invite you to experience that for yourself. And like I said, there are free meditations and lessons online. So just come to thesosmethod.com and experience it for yourself.
Well, great. Well, thanks so much for sharing this with us. I think it's a very, it's a great method and one that is simple, like you say, and available and known to work even in very, very difficult situations, as you were talking earlier. So I think everybody could benefit from this at this point in time, because everybody's having challenges there. It's just the energetic shifts that are occurring are bringing up all sorts of old energy patterns and old emotions and fear that we haven't felt before. And this all needs to be released, and there's not a better way to do it than meditation.
Yes, yes. And, you know, everything has speeded up. The technology
yeah.
helps us in a million ways, but it also has made things speed up so fast. It's very difficult between the emails and the distractions to feel mm-hmm. that connection again. And if
right.
you can take, you know, a 5 and 11 minute break in your day and feel mm-hmm. that,
right.
to, you know, how great is that?
That
so
is.
It's beautiful. And it's beautiful that you're doing this work, Susan, and bringing so many people to have this understanding and to find the help they need.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been interviewing Marlise Carlin with her book, The Simplicity of Stillness Method. Please go to her website. And that's the SOS
method.com.
Yeah, and take advantage of the programs and meditations that she has online. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Carl Callahan, The Global Mind and Rise of Civilization. And then the week after that, Dr. Brenner on Whole Body Dentistry. So, again, Marlise, thank you very much for joining us, and we will see you all next week.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love everybody. Bye-bye.